Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. I'm talking about the death of the pub in the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland. We've had a similar experience. So those of you who are from outside Ireland and Great Britain may not know pub, short for public house, as in a place that serves alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, simple meals and so that. So like a social hub, people drop in to socialise. It's not like an American bar. To be seated, greeted, and stuff like that. So there you sit at a table, you even stand, you find some surface to rest your drink on, and you go and socially, you go in a group, you might go in as an individual, hope to bump into people, stand at the bar, hoping to initiate conversations, people, things like that. Any pub recommendations in Oxford? Yeah. Let me see, the Wheat Sheaf, the Turf Tavern, which you can only get to on foot, can't drive to. Oxford's very anti-car, by the way. And so forth. So down George Street, there are loads of them, the Bunch of Grapes. It's difficult to keep up. So some of these are individual ones, a free house, as in not by any brewery, might just be owned by a family. Sometimes they're chains like the Wetherspoons chain, owned by Mr. Martin, and he's got hundreds of them all over the United Kingdom and other places. Some of them are tied to a brewery. They can only sell beers from that brewery. You have to buy all their soft drinks in that brewery. Their furniture is provided by that brewery and so on. So it's difficult to make a profit as an independent pub. But often in a village, it was one of the few places to socialise, that people really went to socialise. And that went to go bust, the community loses something, is dying. And some people, is their only social outing. But is been in decline. This declension is partly owing to people consuming less alcohol. So UK Hospitality, the British Beer and Pub Association, says that they are going to the wall, partly because business rates have been increased. There's a higher cost of labour because the national insurance contributions from employers have gone up. Now, being a barman or barmaid is usually a minimum wage job. You don't need any qualifications. It's not very difficult to do that, to pull the pint or whatever, and to get people to pay to collect the glasses to wash them up. So these operate, the profit margins are sort of wafer thin. Now, very smart ones would charge a bit more and maybe even pay a bit more or whatever. There's usually not table service. It's not American style. Some of the, you order your food at the bar and you pay for it when you order it and then be brought to your table. Suddenly I had to have a wooden spoon with the number so they know which your order number is to deliver your food and stuff like that. Some got recorded music, some don't. Often big screens showing a match, people shouting or cheering for the Five Nations or whatever it is. Sorry, Six Nations, as it's been for over 20 years, and so on. So remember, it's also about the smoking ban. You're not allowed to smoke inside. Sometimes they've got gardens you can smoke. The Labour government wants to take Wiggles' rights to do even that. So they're unprofitable, and they're going bust at an alarming rate. So people consume less alcohol before. We're health conscious. Partly it's people don't have that much money to spare, and so on. So the government said it's going to axe this plan to increase business rate for pubs because too many of them are going to the wall. And that's employment is cut. So the social isolation problem is getting even worse. So they think they're going to use something like £300 million to reduce these tax costs. They said there's to be over-regulation, make it simpler, more straightforward for pubs to get a license for outdoor seating. People use that in the summer, or indeed they smoke out there. Okay, so it's the centre of a community. There's an idea for community ownership, and they would help local community groups take ownership of certain pubs which are at risk of shutting and so on. So some of them need to open at lunchtime, some of them don't open at lunchtime. It's not even worth opening at lunchtime. Open in the evening. Use these places. An alehouse is an antiquated word for it. It's easy to be full on Friday night, Saturday night. The challenge is how you full the other five nights a week. So have a ladies' night, where ladies can get one free drink or a free meal or something like that, thinking the women coming will attract men to come, or indeed quiz night, pub quizzes. An American said, when I heard about it, I thought it was questions about pubs. No, it's just a question about anything, sport, films, popular culture, history, politics, geography, anything, in teams for a token prize, like £10 split between four people or something, or a box of chocolates. Some sort of raffle night, darts night, open mic, where people are able to perform. Some of them have play recorded music. That's an extra license. Some of them don't play recorded music. Gammon and chips as mesh basket would have gone to a restaurant. Okay, so yeah. So some of them are gastropubs, have superb food. Some of them don't even serve food. They might sell you peanuts and crisps behind the bar. Then they're able to sell cigarettes as well. Men can't go to play pool. Yes, yeah, so some people are playing pool, snooker, are not seeing ping pong. What are the other possibilities to get people in? They're banning alcohol. Pubs can serve mineral water on tap. Yeah. So pubs, it doesn't have to be about alcohol. You could be drinking non-alcoholic beverages. And obviously, the laws about drink driving, you might think that's good. And actually, the United Kingdom's drink driving rule is relatively liberal. It's not as harsh as some. Goodness, we weren't very safety conscious about that at all. So what are we going to do? So there were pandemic relief for business rates that's been phased out. Yeah, the national insurance thing is what's really killed them. The workers' rights impossible, or this thing about, oh, stopping your workers being offended. Well, if people crack a joke that some of that a barmaid or barman doesn't like, is your fault as an employer? That's preposterous. What are you going to do? Keep people out. Remember, right of admission is reserved. If they think you're drunk or rowdy, they don't have to let you in. And that's why almost all of them have banned Labour MPs, because Labour MPs are destroying the hospitality industry. So consumer habits have shifted. People going to other leisure options, going to the gym or whatever, Pilates classes, dance classes, going to the pool, the sauna in the evening, staying in, watching Netflix. Okay, so it's a major political issue, particularly in the countryside, where there are not so many options. If there's not a lot of traffic, road traffic or foot traffic, they may well go down. So they're serious costs. So the government says they've got a multi-pronged strategy, which is tax relief, easing the regulatory burden, community funding, energy cost support, because it's got to be lit and heated and things like that. So not so many people can drive as before. It's even more expensive to drive. When smokers left, the human left with them, people say that all the fun is outside, people going out for a few cigarettes. And I remember reading this about 20 years ago, that the cost of a pint gone up, so people going for a line of cocaine rather than a beer. And it's a very clean living generation, Generation Z. So not so much into alcohol consumption. I know so teenagers offered alcohol by their parents, sensible amounts, and often pairing it. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not bad to be totally abstemious. It's not bad to be a moderate drinker. I think it's a pity if pubs shut down. And I realize there's more to life than that. Also, like the antiquated word alewife for someone who serves those. So those who like chatting people to drop in, that's good. And the great thing about having your local pub is that you can go in, then you arrange to meet friends. You go in there and you know half the people anyway. So that way, I thought alcohol is what turns a good night into a great night. And repartee is part of it. People socializing. Somebody might be known as a pub bore. He, she is always ranting on about one topic or other. So it's annoying. People have a casual conversation. So somebody used to watch the news. I don't like the telly on unless it's for a match, because I'm trying to concentrate and the flicker of the color and the novelty attracts my eye and I feel impolite. So I don't want to be distracted from that. And they might have good seating. Some have got deep leather armchairs or whatever. Remember in the 80s, as you couldn't get coffee at a pub, so they say. Did you ever see The Young Ones, that sitcom set in Scumbag College, a fictive university, starring the late lamented Rick Mail, Adrian Edmondson, Nigel Planer, I can't remember the other guys. And one of them, Rick Mail's character, and goes into a pub and makes the mistake of his life and asking for coffee, because he's so puckered, was trying to live down the fact he's posh, not realizing it's not served. So some pubs are very working class, some are more middle class, some are uber cool, especially they call them bars. They usually have dress codes, sometimes that would say no football tops or whatever, or no painter's clothes, because people come in dungarees, stained in paint or whatever. Remember Windsor, the old days, some of them said no military, wouldn't let soldiers in. You think it's discriminatory, where they might start fights or something. Some of them might be for supporters of a particular football club or have historical names, but some of them are called the Red Lion, the King's Arms, the Crown, to do with heraldry and so forth. And there's the White Lion. I remember the Lower Red Lion, the Upper Red Lion, and St. Albans, the White Swan of the White Horse, both in Ampleforth. What are other common names for pubs? So the Moon Underwater, according to George Orwell, was the idyllic name for a pub. And that's why the Wetherspoon brand has got several of them called the Moon Underwater. So the King's Arm, the Royal Oak, as in, if you look carefully, you'll see the head of Charles II hidden behind the leaves. And recalling the fact he climbed that oak in the grounds of Boscobel House after he lost the Battle of Worcestershire, evading the parliamentarians. All right, everybody, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, George Callan 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.